The Wormworks, windowless, was as dark and cavernous as when they had arrived. She could see that the worm cam image of Billy Bob's study was still as it had been, the desk and rhino skins and the papers. Everything since they had set up the worm cam link had been recorded. With a flicker of excitement, she realized she might already have enough material to nail Meeks for good.
"You're awake."
She turned her head. There was Bobby's face, eyes wide open, resting on a folded-up blanket. He stroked her cheek with the back of one finger.
"I think you've been crying," he said.
That startled her. She resisted the temptation to brush his hand away, to hide her face. He sighed.
"You found the implant. So now you've screwed a wire head. Isn't that your prejudice? You don't like implants. Maybe you think only criminals and the mentally deficient should undergo brain function modification. Who put it there?"
"My father. I mean, it was his initiative, when I was a small boy."
"You remember?"
"I was 3 or 4 years old."
"Yes, I remember.
And I remember understanding why he was doing it. Not the technical detail, of course, but the fact that he loved me and wanted the best for me." He smiled, self-deprecating. "I'm not quite as perfect as I look. I was somewhat hyperactive and also slightly dyslexic. The implant fixed those things." She reached behind him and explored the profile of his implant. Trying not to make it obvious, she made sure her own wrist tattoo passed over the metal surface. She forced a smile.
"You ought to upgrade your hardware."
He shrugged.
"It works well enough.
If you'll let me bring in some microelectronic analysis gear, I could run a study of it."
"What would be the point?"
She took a breath.
"So we can find out what it does?"
"I told you what it does."
"You told me what Hiram told you."
He propped himself up on his elbows and stared at her.
"What are you implying?"
"Yes, what, Kate? Are you just sour because he shows no signs of falling in love with you, as obviously you are falling for this complex, flawed man?"
"You seem to have gaps. For instance, don't you ever wonder about your mother?"
"No," he said. "Am I supposed to?"
It's not a question of being supposed to, Bobby. It's just what most people do, without being prompted."
"And you think this has something to do with my implant?"
"Look, I trust my father. I know that everything he's done has been for my best interest." "All right."
She leaned over to kiss him.
"It's not my business. We won't talk about it again."
"At least," she thought with a guilty frisson, "not until I get an analysis of the data I already collected from your head stud, without your knowledge or your permission." She snuggled closer to him and draped an arm over his chest, protectively. "Maybe it's me who has the gaps in her soul," she thought. With shocking suddenness, torchlight burst over them. Kate hastily grabbed the blanket to her chest, feeling absurdly exposed and vulnerable. The torchlight in her eyes was dazzling, masking the group of people beyond. There were three people. They wore dark uniforms. And there was Hiram's unmistakable bulk, his hands on his hips, glaring at her.
"You can't hide from me," Hiram said easily.
He gestured at the worm cam image.
"Shut that bloody thing off."
The image turned to mush as the wormhole link to Billy Bob's office was shut down.
"Ms. Manzoni, just by breaking in here, you've broken a whole hatful of laws, not to mention attempting to violate the privacy of Billy Bob Meeks. The police are already on their way. I doubt if I'll be able to get you imprisoned, though I'll have a bloody good try, but I can ensure you'll never work in your field again."
Kate kept up her defiant glower, but she felt a resolve crumble. She knew Hiram had the power to do just that. Bobby was lying back, relaxed. She dug an elbow in his ribs.
"I don't understand you, Bobby. He's spying on you. Doesn't that bother you?"
Hiram stood over her.
"Why should it bother him?"
Through the dazzle, she could see sweat gleaming on his bare scalp, his only sign of anger.
"I'm his father. What bothers me is you, Ms. Manzoni. It's obvious to me you're poisoning my son's mind, just like..."
He stopped himself. Kate glared back.
"Like who, Hiram? His mother?"
But Bobby's hand was on her arm.
"Back off, Dad.
Kate, he was bound to figure this out sometime.
Look, both of you, let's find a win-win solution to this. Isn't that what you always told me, Dad?"
he said impulsively. "Don't throw Kate out. Give her a job, here at our world."